This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the world body's General Assembly on Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, President Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the World Health Organization should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. Well, colleagues, friends, and admirers will begin paying their final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building on Wednesday for a private ceremony attended by family and her fellow justices. The casket will be then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. She died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer. Her death has sparked a political battle over her replacement with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election. Via remote, this is VOA News.